Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Gonzalo Marquez. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marquez scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets one, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hooten moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to third. Milner moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. Milner scores. Jones moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hahn hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marquez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to second. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Popovich hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. Dave Rosello now playing second base. Mike Paul now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Milan moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milan tags and scores. One out. It's 5 to nothing, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 2 in the game. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paul fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rudolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Munday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudolph moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rudolph scores. Munday moves to third. It's 5 to 1, Mets. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Munday scores. Kessinger moves to third. It's 5-2, Mets. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs too. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver bunts towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harrelson moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello fields it and throws to home to get Harrelson. Seaver moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Marquez hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Mike Paul. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rudolph hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-3 in the game. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Staub scores. Grote moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marquez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosello hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Monday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Mets. Tug McGraw now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with McGraw covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is hit by the pitch. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Garrett bunts towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. McGraw moves to second. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGraw moves to third. Milan moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marquez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone pinch hits for Gonzalo Marquez. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Jack Aker. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone now playing first base. Bob Locker now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote is called out on strikes. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-4 in the game. Hahn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosello strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert pinch hits for Rick Monday. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive towards first. Milner catches it and steps on first to double up Rudolph. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.